Hey everyone, welcome to the latest episode of Wolfpack Mentality Podcast, where our mission is to help you break through mental barriers, gain clarity, and awaken the wolf from within so you can live a free and fulfilling life. On today's episode, we're joined by a good friend of mine. He's top 50 Canadian Apple Podcast host, entrepreneur, and marketing expert. Everyone, welcome Lucas Aylward.
Hello, hello, guys. Thanks for having me, Canard. I really appreciate it.
For sure, man. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing good, dude. Sunday's a good day to, overview the week, look at your past week, see, you know, how the week performed, if you can improve in any way, and then it's a good time to basically go over all those things and start a new week off fresh. So I do love Sundays for that. It gets me excited for Monday to work on my new goals and achieve new things.
For sure, man. What are you working on?
Just working on business stuff, taking care of some meetings, working on systems, just working on improving things from the week past.
Okay. So are you still doing your podcast? How's that going?
That's a good question. So my podcast, it wasn't one of my biggest priorities, but I'm not sure if you find this issue yet with juggling different things. So I know to manage a podcast that gets to a high level when it comes to like maintaining its position on a chart, it does require a lot of time to keep it there. Because if you slack off, you're obviously going to be beaten by the other podcasts. So for me, I had to make that decision with where do I put most of my time. Back when I was really, really working big on the podcast and it was ranking very high, I was putting like 80-90% of my time into that, and my business was getting my business and my personal health was kind of being put on the back burner a bit. So I had to take some time to reflect on what are my priorities right now. What's worth my time investment right now? What's going to move me forward in life in the most convenient way? And the podcast is still there. I still have it. It's still active. People listen to it. But when it comes to new episodes, I kind of have it on somewhat of a hiatus now until I get more business movement progressing. And then the podcast will pick up where it left off.
For sure, man. That makes sense. You know, you gotta learn how to prioritize, especially in this day and age. Us as young people, we have to constantly be moving, making different decisions, and you can't really put all your eggs in one basket. You have to be multifaceted. So that's really cool. How did you get into podcasting? You know, take us through a little bit of your backstory, you know, for the people who don't actually know who you are. Tell them, you know, who is Lucas, how you got into podcasting, and, you know, everything that you've been going through.
Okay, cool. Yeah. So a little bit about me. When I was 17 is when I really got into fitness. I was extremely skinny in high school. I know people thought I was either very ill, I was suffering with some kind of condition because I was just very, like, literally skin and bones. And I had a lot of people make fun of me, and I came across the fitness icon. My number one influence is Ziz. Are you familiar with Ziz? Like the original OG aesthetics. So I came across him and Jeff Side back when I was first getting into it, and I really admired their physiques. So from that, I decided to myself, I was like, I want to get there someday. I want to be someone who is influencing in the fitness industry. I want to build my credibility. I want to build that social profile. So I started to get into the gym. Now, a lot of my friends at the time were they weren't very supportive. You know, they told me, you'll never get big. You'll never, you know, reach a fitness goal. You're too skinny. It's not going to work for you. You don't have the genetics for it. So I kind of put my head down. I got focused and cut those people out of my life. And I got really focused on building an Instagram page and recording my progress. And fast forward to now, I did reach all my goals. I did manage to, build my page up considerably. And I managed to get a couple pretty big fitness sponsorships along the way. And that's how I met you. You know, we were both with My Protein for a while there. I know I wasn't, I'm not with them anymore, but those things were the goals. And obviously as time goes on, you reach goals, you come up with new goals, and you want to progressively, reach for further heights. So with me, that's where the podcast came in, because I looked at what I achieved and I wanted to be kind of a source or a hub for other people to look at, you know, I wanted them to see what I had to offer, and I wanted to be able to motivate them. So the whole goal of the podcast was I wanted to interview and speak with people from other parts of different industries. So maybe a top bodybuilder, someone who's achieved a lot, a professional musician, somebody who's, you know, formed a band, they're making a career out of it. I wanted to talk to professional YouTubers who are millions of subscribers and people who achieved these crazy things. And I wanted to interview them and give other people a chance to listen to those people and get that confidence and get that motivation to reach those levels as well. So that's where the podcast came into it.
For sure. That's, you know, some similar with me starting, you know, Wolfpack Mentality. And I do attribute you as being a bit of an inspiration for me starting the podcast. You know, thank you for having me on your podcast, which is called Sky's the Limit. If you guys want to check that out, we did an episode, I believe, last year around the time that I initially started Wolfpack Athletics. So that was great for you to give me that platform. And it's kind of, yeah, for sure. And it encouraged me to do this, where I'm giving other people the same opportunities. And that's cool. It was great how we met. You know, it was like an organic interaction with MyProtein. Yeah. I'm still with them. You know, you're with them very briefly. You know, how did you get into the space of working with different companies with the whole affiliate marketing and things? Like, what made you take that route?
Yeah, that's a good question too. So it came to a point where I had a fairly large following, and I was trying to decide ways to monetize that. So I was thinking, what kind of value can I provide to my audience? What kind of value can I provide to businesses? So I looked at opportunities. I know I spoke with multiple people who were affiliated with other big businesses, and I thought to myself, well, if I can help a business by getting their products in front of my audience, then it can work for me too, because then I can, you know, make money from it, and I can, you know, network and make new opportunities. So that's when I started to get really into affiliate stuff on Instagram, back when I was really, really big into the fitness influencing. Worked with, you know, some supplement companies, some fitness apparel companies, did some fitness photo shoots and stuff like that. And it was definitely fun while it lasted, back when I was doing those things. But like I previously mentioned, my goals and my ambitions kind of changed and pivoted a little bit. Obviously, I'm still super passionate about fitness, is where I based my career in the fitness industry. But my position in the industry has changed, if that makes sense. I'm no longer working as an influencer or somebody of that nature.
Yeah, that's great that you touch on that, because I was talking to a buddy of mine recently, and you know, a lot of times people will ask me, like, why don't you post as much on Instagram like you used to? You know, like, what's going on in these things? And honestly, like, there's nothing that's going on. It's just, you know, priorities change. Being an influencer, it's great. You meet a lot of people. You get to work with a lot of companies. But as far as growth and monetary gain, you know, there's only so much you can do in that aspect. So you have to constantly evolve and, you know, grow your craft. So something for, you know, myself that I've been doing recently is, instead of doing like the affiliate marketing, I'm really just working on growing my network, because I find that the bigger your network is and your ability to, give referrals, that's really going to propel you and whatever it is that you do. And with yourself, you know, you do marketing, you got SkySore Marketing, you know, take us through, some processes. Or actually take us through that company, because we haven't touched on that just yet. So tell us a little bit about SkySore Marketing and a little bit of the process that you do when you are prospecting.
Okay, cool. Yeah, so SkySore Marketing has a very organic story of how it came to be. I really enjoy this part, and it's cool that we talked about my kind of history with Instagram before I get into this, because it all leads into the same journey. So like I mentioned to you previously, I was really into the fitness influencing, and I grew my page, and I learned a lot about social media. And at the time, I was working with a gym here in my city, a local gym, and I was responsible for helping them with their online promotions, their marketing, their Instagram, and their social media content. So as I was doing that for them, I got really, really passionate and really interested in doing that, because growing up, before I got into fitness, I was always a really, I would call myself a geek when it comes to computers and video games and things like that. And I got really, really interested in it. So it got to a point where I was working at the gym, and I was also doing their social media and their marketing and things like that. And I was getting so so swamped and driven and just chasing that side of that business that I grew less passionate about actually training the people, and I got more passionate about helping the people get in the gym and kind of more volume wise. So with that in mind, I started diving deeper into marketing. I started to, I did have a background on it as well, just from previously and growing my Instagram page, but I got really into learning new secret tactics, new methods, getting mentors, you know, getting into courses, programs, books. I just went absolutely crazy and obsessed with evolving that portion of my life. And it got to a point where I started getting some business with other local businesses. They started reaching out to me, helping them, trying to get me to help them get more business as well. I know I worked with a local chiropractor and got them a bunch of referrals. I worked with a couple of smaller businesses in my city, a basically like a party delivery service where people kind of go, it's almost like an Uber, but with more of like a limousine vibe to it. Yeah, I worked with a lot of local businesses, and I was like, I want to do this full time. Like, I'm not going to do it part time if I'm working at a gym. So I went all in and started doing it full time.
And what else?
Yeah. So after I started doing it full time, obviously you through trial and error, you learn new things every day. You're growing every day. You're learning new things, learning from your mistakes. And I honestly feel like this how it happened 2 years ago. I feel like my knowledge and my growth has been tremendous since then. I don't even recognize myself as the same person. So as I got more in tune with what I was doing in marketing, I kind of realized I was spreading myself a little bit too thin. You know, you're doing marketing for a restaurant, you're doing marketing for a massage therapist, you're doing marketing for a chiropractor. It's all different, you know, it's different industries, right? There's different marketing tactics you would use, different marketing strategies for each industry. And I wanted to be a master at one thing. I didn't want to be a jack of all trades. So that's where I kind of took a second to look back and say, what am I most knowledgeable in? What do I have most experience in? Where can I actually spread my expertise? And that's when I said, I'm going to go into the fitness industry specifically for marketing. So then that's when I started to really dive into working, really fine tune my work with gyms and online fitness businesses. And it's been kind of history from there. I've just been working on scaling that up. Been speaking with a ton of gyms during COVID, helping them out. Gyms really struggled through COVID, so that's been my number one priority for the past few months.
Yeah, wow. So yeah, it definitely takes time. You know, when you are figuring out your path and what it is that's going to drive you to being successful. So that's good that you touched upon that. Like, it's not a slow process. It does take a lot of consistency. You know, you have to. A lot of trial and error, I would say. You know, with me starting Wolfpack, Wolfpack has been open since January of last year. And there was a point where I was investing so much time into it, but I wasn't putting as much effort into, like, you know, like my coaching business or other things. So it definitely takes, you know, a certain type of individual to really just avoid the noise, you know, everything else that's like outside, and just really just focus on what's really going to drive you to being successful. And then with the pandemic recently, that has really changed the way a lot of us do business, especially when we're meeting with people, you know, you're prospecting and everything. You don't have the luxury of being able to go out to grab lunch or grab coffee. You know, we do these Zoom calls a lot more. So how has that affected business for you, you know, with COVID?
That's a good question too. Well, I'll be honest with you, after I decided I really wanted to grow within the fitness industry and from a marketing perspective, I didn't want to work with any old local business anymore. And that's still to this day. I only work with and accept work with fitness businesses. So from there, I decided, you know what, there's not enough business in my city to just strictly work with fitness. I think my city has like 15 gyms. So I had to expand out. And that's where I started networking and started reaching out to different, you know, places in the world. It's really cool being able to work with, you know, different countries, different cultures, and just getting to see different perspectives. I know the gyms that I've spoke to
Your cat's interjecting.
Yeah, I didn't know if you could hear that, but yeah, but like I was saying, everywhere has different restrictions. Everywhere has, you know, different guidelines, different cultures. And it's really cool seeing the perspective of someone in Australia compared to someone in Texas, compared to someone in Canada. So it's really nice to be able to learn from one side of the world and apply it to another side of the world, right? Because there's different things work in different places, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And that's, for the listeners who don't know, you're in Newfoundland.
Yeah.
I never heard of that place before. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Well, what is it like there? You know, tell us a little bit about, you know, about there. Cause you're in Canada.
Yeah, dude. So, when you think Canada, I don't know what you think when you think Canada, but Canada, there's a lot of the similar qualities and similar types of surroundings as some places in the United States. One of the biggest cities in Canada is, you know, there's Montreal, there's Toronto. They're very, very big. And honestly, I've heard many people say they're like the Los Angeles of Canada. It's like the New York of Canada. So my place is not like that. Newfoundland is at the very, very far side of Canada. It's like a little island, and we're basically in a bubble. The people here, they are very friendly, but they're very closed-minded, and they don't have, you know, an open mind to things. I've heard hundreds of people here say Newfoundland is a death trap for an entrepreneur, mainly because, like I said, they don't have an open mind. Everyone here is kind of just like 9 to 5, get a good job, work in construction, or, you know, there's lots of fishing jobs here, or, you know, you're working in electrical, or lots of trades, hands-on stuff. And it's not really the type of place for an entrepreneur. Toronto is where a lot of people will move from here to go, because Toronto's a big city. That's where Drake's from, Justin Bieber, Toronto Raptors. Like, it's a very big, popular place. So that's where a lot of the opportunity is for, I guess, for networking and entrepreneurship. But Newfoundland is definitely like a bubble. It's really nice here though, man. Like, the weather can be nice, like maybe 1 month out of the year. But other than that, it's like, you know, lots of hills, mountain, like grassy mountain type of layouts, lots of water, you know, small communities, friendly people, but it's the farthest thing from like a bigger city. And to me, I try to be as focused on moving away as possible. Obviously it needs to be at the right place at the right time. You can't really move around during a pandemic like this, but with Newfoundland, man, I feel like I've outgrown this place, and I do love it. Like, it'll hold a place in my heart for the rest of my life, but I feel like to get to the next level, I got to get out of here.
Man, that's interesting. I grew up in a small town in Maryland, and then right out of high school, I moved here to Florida. I really had no idea, you know, what I wanted to do with my life or what I was going to do as far as school or anything. And fast forward to now, you know, I'm living in Tampa. I got all these great things going on for myself, but it's one of those things that, like you said, you have people who live in that area. They're going to have their opinions, you know, they're stuck in their ways. And then you really just have to just focus on what it is that you can provide the most value for, and just keep going. You know what I mean? Like, it was challenging, you know, to get to this point. But you can't allow your external factors or like your environment to control how successful you can be. And like I stated, you know, there was a lot of challenges along the way. So take us through some of the challenges that you had to go through when starting up, you know, your multiple business. So you have SkySword Marketing, you got Sky's the Limit, and then, you know, the whole affiliate marketing, everything. What are some challenges that you had to overcome, you know, to making yourself who you are today?
Yeah, man, I think the biggest challenge for anybody is the mindset, is believing that you'll be able to do it. Because unless you're confident and you're just stuck on what you want to do, it's very hard to stay consistent day in and day out without having that thought of, okay, I want to give up, or I should try something else. Because here's the thing, man, like, when you think let's look at somebody who wants to be a famous fitness influencer with like a million followers. You can have two perspectives on that. You can say, oh, there's so many people have done that, so I can do it too. It's easily achievable. If they can do it, I can do it.
Right.
But then you have all other people who say, I'll never be able to do that because there's so many people already doing it. What position could I play? There's no room for me. Everyone's already done it.
That's like glass half full, glass half empty.
Yeah, exactly. Mentality. Exactly. And you know, you'll have people who, like, for example, yourself, you started a fitness apparel company. There are some people out there who would want to do that, but they would say, oh, there's no point. There's already Gymshark. There's already Alphalete. There's no room for me in the market. So I'm not going to do it. That's just that negative, you know, limiting belief mindset that holds people back. So that's the first step. Is the biggest challenge is to get your mindset right. And no one's going to have a perfect mindset. I still struggle with it here and there with different things in life that come up, but that's definitely the biggest thing that I had to overcome in the beginning was that mindset, especially when I was starting with fitness and I wasn't noticing any physical change. You know, you think, am I doing this right? Should I give up? Were my friends right? They told me I'd never get big and I haven't gained any muscle in 2 or 3 months. I can't see a difference. Should I give up? Same thing with business, you know. Oh my God, like we haven't gotten a new client in a couple weeks. Like, what do we do? Like, should we give up or should we keep going? So you got to really look at how you see different situations as like, is it giving you an opportunity or is it holding you back? Because I'm at a point now that I believe everything happens for a reason, right?
For sure.
So if you don't get that client, instead of thinking, oh my God, I didn't get that client. Oh, this is going to suck. I would think of it as like, this is a good thing because so-and-so client might not have been a good fit. They might not have been a good relationship. So I think of everything that happens now as for ultimately has a bigger purpose. So I have more of a positive mindset around those types of things. But I definitely say challenges for most people is afraid of being judged, and a lot of people are afraid to put themselves out there, whether it's with a business, whether it's with, you know, showing their physique, whether it's being consistent on video. A lot of people are afraid of being judged because it's something new. People feel comfortable. They like being in their comfort zone. They don't really like doing things different because you don't know how people are going to react. So if somebody like myself, who was trying to be a big influencer, who's trying to get a big following, or who's trying to start a new podcast, you know, you're going to have people commenting. I had people say to me, like, who does Lucas think he is starting a podcast? Like, who's going to listen to him? Like, all these things. But then when they see your success and they see you actually grow, then their tune changes. Then they're like, dude, your podcast is awesome. Can I be on it? Or they're like, dude, oh my God, can you shout me out? But in the beginning, they're the ones doubting you, right? So the biggest challenge is just finding confidence in yourself and being able to push through and not worry about what people are going to say about you.
Absolutely. And you know, we've been friends on Instagram. We've had countless conversations over video chat messaging over the years, and we've literally had to motivate each other. You know, there'd be times like I would just be feeling down, like, oh, why isn't this working? You know, what am I doing wrong type of things? And then the same thing for you. I remember there was a few times when you wanted to quit, you know, and you wanted to get picked up by companies and things like that. But it was just one of those things where it's like, you need to look in the mirror and like, no, like I know my stuff. Like, yeah, I know what I'm doing. I'm confident in myself and I just need to do it because that like in a shine. Okay. So let me step back. So a lot of times when people, they're afraid of being judged or they're afraid of taking the next step because they're afraid of what people will think or they don't think they're competent enough to do it. And the best thing that you can do is actually to take action by shying away from doing all those things that you say that you want to do by just not taking action. It's going to keep you further away from reaching your goals. So that's important to just do, you know what I mean? Like, don't think so much into it, because if you're always waiting for something to be perfect, it's never going to be perfect. But if you start, you can constantly improve on it. You know, that 1% better that you get every day will get you further and or closer and closer to your goal. So that's really important. And I'm glad that you touched on that. What else?
Yeah, another thing a lot of people deal with is analysis paralysis. Is instead of just taking the action like you just said, they spend so much time thinking of where can I go from here? What's, you know, worst case scenarios? I know when I first started, you know, cold calling businesses years ago, when I first started Skystar Marketing, I was to do my first call, I was so scared. I was like, they're going to hang up on me. They're going to swear at me. Like, I'm not going to know what to say. I'm going to stutter my words. And I thought, and I said those things to myself to a point where I was like, I'm not going to do it. I'm just going to not do it. And I'll just chill and just do something else instead. But when I wanted to do it, I was pumped. But right when I was going to pick up the phone, all these thoughts started going through my head. And I started analyzing and overthinking. And it gets to a point where you kind of got to take a second to chill and just realize, like, what is really the worst that can happen? Am I gonna get arrested for this? Am I gonna die? Like, and what's the worst that can happen?
The worst that they can say is no. Like,
yeah,
that's it.
Right. So I picked up the phone, and you know, my heart was racing. First call ever, heart was racing, and I picked up and I said, blah, 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 blah. I said, hey, my name's Luke Zaylward. How are you doing? All those different things. And the conversation didn't end the way I wanted it to. They obviously said, no, sorry, I'm not interested. I'm busy right now. Hung up. But then I was like, ah, like that wasn't so bad. And then I did the next one. And then, you know, if you start feeling more comfortable, you start feeling more comfortable. I know when I did my first podcast episode, I told you my first introduction episode that was 6 minutes long, took me 7 hours doing it over and over and over and over and over. Cause I would say my script. I had it scripted and I said it and I was like, man, I didn't say that right. I said that with too much of a mellow tone. I got to redo it. I redid it. And then I started jumbling up the words. So it's stuttering. I was like, oh my God. And then I did it again. And then I was just like overthinking, like, I don't like how my voice sounds in this one. And I kept going over and over and over. And about 7 hours later, straight, I was like, okay, I'm okay with this. It was only 6 minutes long. And now with a new episode, I'm just confident in what I'm saying. I just go with the flow. It just feels natural to me now. And then I can, you know, go through it and enjoy the episode in the moment, not have to worry about, you know, screwing up or jumbling up, you know, reading the script or saying it wrong or any of those things. So it feels a lot more natural. And you know that yourself. I know when you start something new, you are always in that point where you're like, oh my God, you worry so much, you stress and you panic. And just, the key is to just take action and do it. Just literally just jump off the cliff and just land in the water. Like you just got to make that leap. And then once you do it, then your whole mindset shifts and you just realize like, I had nothing to be scared of. So.
Yeah. It's just like working out. You know, the first time you step into the gym, you probably don't know what half of the equipment is that's inside of the gym, or maybe when you go to lift, you're not going to hit as high of a PR as you would now, you know, cause you just gotten into working out. But as you continuously do reps after reps and you're being consistent with your diet and everything else, you're going to get better at it. And then that's just the way everything else works in life. You have to do reps, you know, repetitions. And that's the same thing too with me. When I started the podcast, I did the same thing, man. I recorded like the first episode over and over and over. I'm like, yeah, I'm going to release my podcast. Everyone's like, where's your podcast? I'm like, I'm still working on it, you know, cause I just wasn't satisfied with the outcome of that first episode. But now when I look back and I listen to it, I'm like, this is actually pretty good. And then now I'm continuously getting better. So it really just takes, you know, consistency, the inner belief in yourself that you can do it. And then literally just taking action. I feel like that's where most people fail, is on the step of taking action. And that's really important. You know, what else are you working on today that you believe would help our listeners, you know, to overcome fear, doubt, and just to reach their goals?
Okay, so here, that's a good question too. I guess the thing that I would say is to make sure you're tracking your progress. That's something that I didn't do for the longest time. I was kind of more about the numbers, just like make 100 calls, like contact 100 people, whatever it is. But now it's, you got to almost, if you want to actually progress, it's same as like counting your macros. Like when you first start going to the gym, you could get away with, you know, just going and exercising and not really considering your calories too much. But then it gets to a point where if you really want to make progress, you got to start dialing in your macros, start tracking your protein, start tracking your calories, start doing your cardio, right? So the thing is obviously the key is to start, but once you progress and you really want to fine tune details and get really good at something, you need to analyze every move you make. And you got to think, okay, if I made 100 calls and only 20 people said yes, what can I do to make 50 people say yes? Like, what can I change? And then you got to start analyzing data and start testing new things, right? So I'm at a point now where I've learned from my mistakes. I do new things, and it's a progressive learning thing, because you can't just get settled with one thing and be like, all right, this is fine, I'll keep doing this. If you're striving to be the best, you got to constantly improve on previous things, take the data, learn from your mistakes, and make those proper changes. The same with fitness. If you're going to the gym and you're not getting stronger, you've been going for 2, 3, 4 months and you're like, what is the issue here? You got to look over your programming. You got to look over your calories. Maybe ask a coach or a second person to give their opinion. And you got to take what you're doing and pivot and test new things and figure out, maybe I got to increase my calories to 100 per day. Or maybe I got to add extra sets on my bigger benching or squats or something. And then you got to analyze that data and say, okay, am I getting stronger now? Am I getting bigger now? And then the same with business, right? If you're going through meetings, and you can't land any new deals, you can't land any new clients, what's the issue? A lot of people blame externals. They'll say, it was the client's fault. He was too grumpy. He didn't have money. He was whatever. But every decision ultimately comes back to you. Is you're in a position to make anything go however you want. So it's up to you how you take your external environment and reflect it back so it produces the results that you want. So I try to
interject. So that's a big thing, like just for working out. You have to have certain systems and processes in place in order for you to track your progress, you know, a long term. That's just like with discipline, because it's just one of those things like motivation. You'll have motivation, like maybe like how you were saying, on maybe one day you made 20 calls and 5 people agreed to meet with you. Now the next day you made those same 20 calls and only 5 people, were like, hey, let's go do something. But what you have to do is focus more so on the discipline aspect as opposed to motivation, because your motivation is going to be high on that day where you got a lot of leads versus the day that you got no leads. But what's really going to drive you to the finish line is your discipline. And that's where you having different systems or different processes in place. That separates, you know, winners and losers. I feel like one thing I found recently with reading a lot of books and listening to a lot of podcasts, a lot of successful people, they share the same ideologies. Can you agree?
Yep. 100%.
And it's crazy. You know, it seems so simple, but yet putting it into practice is the hard part. So what's been the most beneficial for you? I know you read books and everything too, to actually apply what you've learned. Like, what's been, how have you been able to apply that to your practice?
Yeah. So the thing is with books and anything, even videos or mentors or coaches or blah, anything that gives you information, you have to, you take that information and you reflect on it in your own perspective. I mean, books, they're pretty cookie cutter with the advice they give you. I mean, they'll either give you scenarios that motivate you or whatever it is, but you need to look at that advice and test it, right? You got to look at, okay, if you're reading a book about sales or something, or a new book about marketing or a new book about fitness, and it mentions something about, you know, a new way to train or a new way to, you know, market yourself. Just because the book says it, it's not like you just copy and paste what the book says and then it'll just work for you. You got to maybe make it your own, try new things, and adjust to principles. Because here's the thing. Everything in life, I believe, has a blueprint. So there's like a science and a blueprint to follow to be rich. There's a science and a blueprint to follow to, you know, gain muscle and look aesthetic. There's a science and blueprint to live a happy and fulfilling life. And you just have to find that blueprint to follow it. And a lot of people can't stay disciplined enough to follow a blueprint. And then there's other people who are thinking like, how do I get a blueprint? But you know, you and I, if a young guy, 17 years old, came to one of us and said, hey, I'm super skinny, I don't like how I look, I want to gain muscle, we're in a position now where we can give him that blueprint, right? And all he needs to do is be disciplined and work hard and stick to that. So I think the best thing about books for me is learning different, I guess, pieces of a blueprint so I can piece them all together and apply it to my own life.
Yeah. And yeah, it's like you take your knowledge that you acquire over time, because I don't know about you, when I was younger, I'm not going to lie, I had that little chip on my shoulder, like, oh, I know everything. And then when it's time to act and everything, it's like, holy crap, I actually don't know everything. So why don't I shut up and sit down and listen to the people who actually know what they're talking about, because I can learn something, or mm-hmm. surround myself with the right people, you know, the right social circle to help me propel myself into the lane, like where I want to go. Because like I stated, like, you don't know everything. And by reading books, soaking up all the information around you from successful people who have come before you, that could really make an impact on your life. But just listening to it, you want to actually be an active listener and take actions to putting those into practice. Because action, it's just like the law of motion. Like, you have to, you know, action is like everything. So I could talk to you, you know, for hours, man. I'm going to be wrapping up soon. So I just want to know what else gems that you have for the listeners that could really help them to really just break down those mental barriers and gain clarity.
Yeah, guys. So, I mean, I don't know where you are in life right now with, you know, your goals, what you're trying to do, whether you're trying to get, you know, big into things like we're speaking of, affiliate marketing, general marketing, you know, fitness goals or whatever it is, even if it's something to do with academics, or maybe it's a big goal, you want to be a model or celebrity or somebody on the runway, any of those things. The biggest piece of advice I can give to you is to find your source of motivation, find your blueprint, find the people you can look up to, the people you can go to for advice. Because I promise you, whatever you want to do in life, somebody else has already done it. And those people who have done it, they're very humble. They're not greedy people. They, you know, they understand that, you know, there's opportunities for everybody. And all you have to do, you'd be surprised, is reach out to those people, listen to them talk, take information that they give you. And if you're really passionate and you want to do what you're setting out to do, you can really get guidance from those people, and you can apply it to your own situation. So if you're facing a challenge right now, and you're not really sure where to go in life, you kind of have an idea of something you want to do, but you don't know how you're going to go about doing it, first things first is find the people that you can look up to and follow them, even if it's just following their Instagram account or their YouTube channel or whatever it is, and you can really get motivation from them and learn from those things. Something for me, for example, following people, like in my earlier days, like Christian Guzman, even following him and just watching how he thinks and watching how he talks and seeing his ideas, and it's really motivating. And then you listen, next thing you know, you're listening to a podcast with him and he's speaking about tips and tricks with business, and then you're taking things that he says and you're starting to, you know, apply it to your life. You're taking, you know, tips that someone else says and you're applying it to your life. So you gotta surround yourself with the right types of people and look up to those people. And if you really take what they put down and what they give to the world and you make it your own, then those are the things that are going to really help to push you forward.
Love that, man. Yeah, Christian Guzman, he's a great example. He motivated me as well, especially to start Wolfpack and to start documenting my own journey. The one thing that I really like about him is his consistency. If you watch a Christian Guzman video from 2015, 2016, and you watch a video from 2020, he's still talking about the same exact thing. The only difference is he's way more successful now because he's taken action and he's surrounded himself with the right people and he's made the right decisions to accomplish his goals. So that's amazing. And you know, everyone listening to the podcast, I believe all of you can learn from Lucas, his experience. If you guys want to follow him, I'm going to link his Instagram information, his podcast. Of course, he's going to start making them again very soon. Right, Lucas?
Yep, that's going to be the next big thing to get straightened away.
Yeah, man, you got to get back on it, dude. I think you're great, you know, on the mic, and you had a good thing going. You just got to keep that momentum, you know, get back into it. But for sure. Thank you so much, you know, for taking the time to speak with me today. And if you got anything else to share, you know, share it now. And
now I just want to say thank you so much for taking me on. It feels amazing to be on this side of the conversation, because I'm used to being on the interviewer side. So it's really cool to have that opportunity to share my thoughts and answer questions. It is a little bit different than throwing them out, but it's a great experience nonetheless. The only other thing is, guys, if you do want to check out my stuff, like he just said, my Instagram is Lucas Aylward. And if you're into the fitness industry or you're on a gym or fitness business, you can also reach out to me and learn more about that. It's all on my profile. And if you want to learn more information about my service, you can just go to growinggyms.com. It's just very straightforward. Growinggyms.com is where you can get all the information. Anyways, Kennard, thank you so much, man. I really enjoyed this.
Stay tuned. Week after week, I'm going to bring you amazing content, episodes jam-packed with knowledge, experiences, you know, successes and failures that could really benefit you. You'll be able to apply to your life and to just keep moving forward. Again, thank you so much for tuning in. Your love and support means the world. As always, stay hungry, stay humble, keep moving forward. Peace.